Ezekiel chapter 31. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the third month, in the first day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to his multitude, whom are you like in your greatness? Behold, the Assyrian was a cedar in Lebanon, with fair branches, and with a shattering shroud, and of a high stature, and his top was among the thick boughs. The waters made him great, the deep set him up on high, with her rivers running round about his plants, and sent out her little rivers unto all the trees of the field. Therefore his height was exalted above all the trees of the field, and his boughs were multiplied, and his branches became long, because of the multitude of waters when he shot forth. All the fowls of heaven made their nests in his boughs, and under his branches did all the beasts of the field bring forth their young, and under his shadow dwelt all great nations. Thus was he fair in his greatness, in the length of his branches, for his root was by great waters. The cedars in the garden of God could not hide him. The fir trees were not like his boughs, and the chestnut trees were not like his branches, nor any tree in the garden of God was like unto him in his beauty. I have made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envied him. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, because you have lifted up yourself in height, and he has shot up his top among the thick boughs, and his heart is lifted up in his height, I have therefore delivered him into the hand of the mighty one of the heathen. He shall surely deal with him. I have driven him out for his wickedness. And strangers, the terrible of the nations, have cut him off, and have left him upon the mountains and in the valleys. His branches are fallen, and his boughs are broken by all the rivers of the land, and all the people of the earth are gone down from his shadow and have left him. Upon his ruin shall all the fowls of the heaven remain, and all the beasts of the field shall be upon his branches, to the end that none of all the trees by the waters exalt themselves for their height, neither shoot up their top among the thick boughs, neither their trees stand up in their height, all that drink water, for they are all delivered unto death, to the lower parts of the earth, in the midst of the children of men, with them that go down to the pit. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, in the day when he went down to the grave, I caused the mourning, I covered the deep for him, and I restrained the floods, thereof, and the great waters were stayed, and I caused Lebanon to mourn for him, and all the trees of the field fainted for him. I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall, when I cast him down to hell with them that descend into the pit, and all the trees of Eden, the choice and the best of Lebanon, all that drink water, shall be comforted in the lower parts of the earth. They also went down into hell with him, unto them that were slain with the sword, and they that were his arm, that dwelt under his shadow in the midst of the heathen. To whom are you thus like in glory, and in greatness among the trees of Eden? Yet shall ye be brought down with the trees of Eden to the lower parts of the earth. You shall lie in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that are slain by the sword. This is Pharaoh and all his multitude, says the Lord Yahweh. Ezekiel chapter 32. And it came to pass in the 12th year, in the 12th month, in the first day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say to him, You are like a young lion of the nations, and you are as a whale in the seas. And you came forth with your rivers, and troubled the waters with your feet, and fouled the rivers. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, I will therefore spread out my net over you with a company of many people, and they shall bring you up in my net. Then will I leave you upon the land, I will cast you forth upon the open field, and will cause all the fowls of the heaven to remain upon you, and I will fill the beasts of the whole earth with you. and I will lay your flesh upon the mountains and fill the valleys with your height. I will also water with your blood the land wherein you swim, even to the mountains, and the rivers shall be full of you. And when I shall put you out, I will cover the heaven and make the stars thereof dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. All the bright lights of heaven will I make dark over you, and set darkness upon your land, says the Lord Yahweh. I will also anger the hearts of many people when I shall bring your destruction among the nations into the countries which you have not known. Yes, I will make many people amazed at you, and their king shall be horribly afraid for you when I shall brandish my sword before them, and they shall tremble at every moment, every man for his own life, in the day of your fall. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, the sword of the king of Babylon shall come upon you. By the swords of the mighty will I cause your multitude to fall, the terrible of the nations, all of them, and they shall spoil the pomp of Egypt, and all the multitude thereof shall be destroyed. I will destroy also all the beasts thereof from beside the great waters, neither shall the foot of man trouble them any more, nor the hoofs of beasts trouble them. Then will I make their waters deep, and cause their rivers to run like oil, says the Lord Yahweh. When I shall make the land of Egypt desolate, and the country shall be destitute of that whereof it was full, when I shall smite all them that dwell therein, then shall they know that I am Yahweh. This is the lamentation with which they shall lament her. The daughters of the nation shall lament her. They shall lament for her, even for Egypt, and for all her multitude, says the Lord Yahweh. It came to pass also in the 12th year, in the 15th day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, wail for the multitude of Egypt, and cast them down, even her and the daughters of the famous nations, to the lower parts of the earth, with them that go down into the pit. Whom do you pass in beauty? Go down, and be you laid with the uncircumcised. They shall fall in the midst of them that are slain by the sword. She is delivered to the sword. Draw her and all her multitudes. The strong among the mighty shall speak to him out of the midst of hell with them that help him. They have gone down. They lie uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Asher is there, and all her company. His graves are about him, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, whose graves are set in the sides of the pit, and her company is round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which caused terror in the land of the living. There is Elam, and all her multitude round about her grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which are gone down uncircumcised into the lower parts of the earth, which caused their terror in the land of the living, yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. They have set her a bed in the midst of the slain with all her multitude, her graves are round about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword, though their terror was caused in the land of the living, yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. He is put in the midst of them that are slain. There is Meshech, Tubal, and all her multitude. Her graves are round about him. All of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword, though they cause their terror in the land of the living. And they shall not lie with the mighty that have fallen of the uncircumcised, which have gone down to hell with their weapons of war, and they have laid their swords under their heads, but their iniquities shall be upon their bones, though they were the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. Yes, you shall be broken in the midst of the uncircumcised, and shall lie with them that are slain with the sword. There is Edom, her kings, and all her princes, which with their might are laid by them that were slain by the sword. They shall lie with the uncircumcised, and with them that go down to the pit. There are the princes of the north, all of them, and all the Zidonians, which have gone down with the slain. With their terror they are ashamed of their might, and they lie uncircumcised with them that are slain by the sword, and bear their shame with them that go down to the pit. Pharaoh shall see them and shall be comforted over all his multitude, even Pharaoh and all his army slain by the sword, says the Lord Yahweh. For I have caused my terror in the land of the living, and he shall be laid in the midst of the uncircumcised, with them that are slain with the sword, even Pharaoh and all his multitude, says the Lord Yahweh. Ezekiel chapter 33. Again the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts and set him for their watchman, if when he sees the sword come upon the land, he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and takes not warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that takes warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman sees the sword come and blows not the trumpet, and the people are not warned, if the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So you, O son of man, I have set you a watchman unto the house of Israel, therefore you shall hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die. If you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he does not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. Therefore, O you son of man, speak unto the house of Israel, thus you speak, saying, If our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, As I live, says the Lord Yahweh, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turns from his way and live. Turn you from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? Therefore, you son of man, say unto the children of your people, The righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turns from his wickedness, neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sins. When I shall say unto the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trust to his own righteousness and commits iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered, but for his iniquity that he has committed, he shall die for it. Again, when I say unto the wicked, you shall surely die, if he turns from his sin and does that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restores the pledge, gives again that he had robbed, walks in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of his sins that he has committed shall be mentioned unto him. He has done that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. Yet the children of your people say, The way of the Lord is not equal, but as for them, their way is not equal. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, he shall even die thereby. But if the wicked turns from his wickedness and does that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. Yet you say, The way of the Lord is not equal. O you house of Israel, I will judge you every one after his ways. And it came to pass in the 12th year of our captivity, in the 10th month, in the 5th day of the month, that one that had escaped out of Jerusalem came unto me, saying, The city is smitten. Now the hand of Yahweh was upon me in the evening, before he that was escaped came, and had opened my mouth until he came to me in the morning, and my mouth was opened, and I was no more dumb. Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, they that inhabit those wastes of the land of Israel speak, saying, Abraham was one, and he inherited the land. But we are many, the land is given to us for inheritance. Therefore say unto them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, You eat with the blood, and lift up your eyes toward your idols, and shed blood, and shall you possess the land? You stand upon your sword, you work abomination, and you defile every one his neighbour's wife, and shall you possess the land? Say you thus to them, thus says the Lord Yahweh, as I live, surely they that are in the wastes shall fall by the sword, and him that is in the open field will I give to the beasts to be devoured, and they that are in the forts and in the caves shall die of the pestilence. For I will lay the land most desolate, and the pomp of her strength shall cease, and the mountains of Israel shall be desolate, that none shall pass through. Then shall they know that I am Yahweh, when I have laid the land most desolate, because of all their abominations which they have committed. Also, you son of man, the children of your people still are talking against you by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, Come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that comes forth from Yahweh. And they come unto you as the people come, and they sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they will not do them, for with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes after their covetousness. And lo, you are unto them as a very lovely song of one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument, for they hear your words, but they do them not. And when this comes to pass, lo, it will come. Then shall they know that a prophet has been among them. Ezekiel chapter 34. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, prophesy and say unto them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves, should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat, and you clothe yourselves with the wool, you kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. The diseased have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. And they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yes, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. As I live, says the Lord Yahweh, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord Yahweh. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. And as for you, O my flock, thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Seems it a small thing to you to have eaten up the good pasture, but you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but you must foul the residue with your feet. And as for my flock, they eat that which you have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which you have fouled with your feet. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh to them, Behold, I, even I, will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle, because you have thrust with side and with shoulder, and pushed all the diseased with your horns, till you have scattered them abroad. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, Yahweh, will be their God, and my servant David a prince among them. I, Yahweh, have spoken it. And I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness, and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. And the tree of the fruit, and the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am Yahweh, when I have broken the bands of their yoke, and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them. And they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. And I will raise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall be no more consumed with hunger in the land, neither bear the shame of the heathen any more. Thus shall they know that I, Yahweh, their God, am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, says the Lord Yahweh. And you, my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men, and I am your God, says the Lord Yahweh. Ezekiel chapter 35. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Mount Seir, and prophesy against it, and say to it, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, O Mount Seir, I am against you, and I will stretch out my hand against you, and I will make you most desolate. I will lay your cities waste, and you shall be desolate, and you shall know that I am Yahweh, because you have had a perpetual hatred, and have shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword, in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord Yahweh, I will prepare you unto blood, and blood shall pursue you, since you have not hated blood, even blood shall pursue you. Thus will I make Mount Seir most desolate, and cut off from it him that passes out, and him that returns. And I will fill his mountains with his slain men. In your hills, and in your valleys, and in all your rivers shall they fall that are slain with the sword. I will make you perpetual desolations, and your cities shall not return, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Because you have said, These two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it, whereas Yahweh was there. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord Yahweh, I will even do according to your anger and according to your envy, which you have used out of your hatred against them, and I will make myself known among them when I have judged you. And you shall know that I am Yahweh, and that I have heard all your blasphemies which you have spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying, They are laid desolate, they are given to us to consume. Thus with your mouth you have boasted against me, and have multiplied your words against me. I have heard them. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, When the whole earth rejoices, I will make you desolate, as you did rejoice at the inheritance of the house of Israel, because it was desolate, so will I do to you. You shall be desolate, O Mount Seir, and all Idumea, even all of it, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Ezekiel chapter 36. Also, you son of man, prophesy to the mountains of Israel, and say, You mountains of Israel, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, because the enemy has said against you, Aha, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy and say, thus says the Lord Yahweh, because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that you might be a possession to the residue of the heathen, and you are taken up in the lips of talkers and are an infamy of the people. Therefore, you mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh to the mountains and to the hills, to the river. Thus says the Lord Yahweh to the mountains and to the hills, to the rivers and to the valleys, to the desolate wastes and to the cities that are forsaken, which became a prey and derision, to the residue of the heathen that are round about. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen and against all Idumea, which have appointed my land into their possession with the joy of all their heart, with despiteful minds, to cast it out for a prey. Prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel, and say to the mountains and to the hills, to the rivers and to the valleys, thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because you have borne the shame of the heathen. Therefore thus says the Lord Yahweh, I have lifted up my hand, surely the heathen that are about you, they shall bear their shame. But you, O mountains of Israel, you shall shoot forth your branches and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. For, behold, I am for you, and I will turn to you, and you shall be tilled and sown. And I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it, and the cities shall be inhabited, and the waste shall be built. And I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit, and I will settle you after your old estates, and will do better to you than at your beginnings, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Yes, I will cause men to walk upon you, even my people Israel, and they shall possess you, and you shall be their inheritance, and you shall no more henceforth bereave them of men. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, because they say to you, you land, devour up men, and have bereaved your nations, therefore you shall devour men no more, neither bereave your nations any more, says the Lord Yahweh. Neither will I cause men to hear in you the shame of the heathen any more, neither will you bear the reproach of the people any more, neither will you cause your nations to fall any more, says the Lord Yahweh. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. Therefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols with which they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries according to their way, and according to their doings I judged them. And when they entered to the heathen, where they went, they profaned my holy name, when they said to them, These are the people of Yahweh, and are gone forth out of his land. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, wherever they went. Therefore say to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen wherever you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, says the Lord Yahweh, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn and will increase it and lay no famine on you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that you shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall you remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Not for your sakes do I this, says the Lord Yahweh, be it known to you, be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities, and the waste shall be built, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the waste and desolate and ruined cities have become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about, you shall know that I, Yahweh, build the ruined places and plant that which was desolate. I, Yahweh, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, I will yet for this be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, as the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feasts. So shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am Yahweh. Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of Yahweh was upon me. Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of Yahweh was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of Yahweh and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord Yahweh, you know. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus says the Lord Yahweh, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they might live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Yahweh, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, Yahweh, have spoken it and performed it, says Yahweh. The word of Yahweh came again unto me, saying, moreover, you son of man, take you one stick and write upon it, for Judah and for the children of Israel his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it, for Joseph the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in your hand. And when the children of your people shall speak unto you, saying, Will you not show us what you mean by these? Say unto them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand. And the sticks whereon you write shall be in your hand before their eyes. And say unto them, Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, wherever they have gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all. And they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of all their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them, so shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments, and observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children for ever. And my servant David shall be their prince for ever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them for evermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yes, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, Yahweh, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them for evermore.